We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kellex is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kellex is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellexservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Are you one of the millions of people who enjoyed movies about superheroes? Are you a Batman or Superman person? I love Superman's secret Clark Kent persona, and I also love that Batman is just a normal guy with a bunch of cool gadgets. But I believe the thing that is so compelling about these stories is that there's usually somebody innocent that is in trouble. And just when it feels like it's too late, our hero shows up and saves the day, and everybody cheers. I believe these stories are so popular because this theme exists in our real lives, even if not to such cartoony extremes. To all of us innocent ones, caught in some kind of conflict, waiting for our rescue, to all who hope in the Lord, Psalm 31:24 gives us our direction. Be brave, be strong. Your story is going to have a great ending, I promise.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, today happens to be Monday, October the 26th. And we want to celebrate certain birthdays out there. We send out a special birthday wish for Miss Phyllis McKenzie, Tara McKinney, Terrence Cooper, Dee Heckard, Laurice Fontenot, Robert Gordon, and Marietta Parker. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people around the world. We want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. Our Bible trivia question: which of these men lost their ability to speak in God's temple? Was it Caiaphas? Was it Peter? Was it Paul? Or was it Zacharias? Well, the answer is Zacharias. And if you remember the story, Zacharias is married to Elizabeth, and he and his wife could not have children. Now, Elizabeth is Mary's cousin, the Virgin Mary. And Elizabeth also happened to be prophesied by the angel Gabriel to be pregnant with John the Baptist. But you see, Zechariah questioned that angel. And because he did that, the angel declared he wouldn't be able to speak until the baby was born. So, Zacharias is the correct answer. Congratulations, Kimberly Davis of Alexandria, Lakeitha Johnson of Bunky. They got it right. I'm sure that you did as well. And listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about something I was reading from Matthew, the book of Matthew. The Message Bible in verses 30 and 33 says this: if God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Most people know that Bible verse as seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. The same thing. I just like the Message Bible's way of putting it. You know, we have to concern ourselves with what God wants. Not so much what we want or what we need, because, you know, he is our need meter. Amen. He's a way maker. And all we've got to do is put our trust and our belief in him. And even though things may not look the way you want them right now, you speak the word. You have that ability. Remember, your word coming out of your mouth, according to God's will, is just as strong as God's word coming out of his mouth. Amen? All right. Hey, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all for the Wade Hampton Show today. We look forward to doing this again tomorrow morning right here on KAYT-KQJO-FM. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Mayday, mayday. The earth is shaking. Who gon' save the babies? Come another bloody Sunday. I'm singing mayday, mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color, but you say I am your brother.
The government keep lying to me, telling me that they come to set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, yeah. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave.
Take away the hate to heal the human race, yeah. We need a, we need a,
we need a,
we need a strong God.
Say mayday, mayday. They said the climate changing, the poor people in the cold, but you keep preaching to their soul. We don't leave till everybody's free, and we won't sleep till everybody eats. Until lives matter more than tithes matter.
Say, the government keep lying to me, telling me that they come and set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees. Heaven, please, we're in a state of emergency. See, we need a
strong God.
We're strong, yeah. We need a
real God.
Yeah, yeah. The God with the
resurrection power from the grave.
To take away the hate, to heal the human race. See, we need a strong God. Sweet land of liberty, when will we finally see? We need a strong God, yeah. The government keep lying to me, telling me that they gonna set the people free. But the power falls when you catch us on the knees.
On our knees,
please, we're in a state of emergency, cause we need a strong God, yeah. We need the real God, the God with the
resurrection power.
Take away the hate,
yes.
To heal the human race.
Come on.
So we need
Mayday, Mayday. Say Mayday, Mayday. Mayday, Mayday.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Connect.